About 70% of marathon runners hit the wall, but many can avoid it by tracking training intensity more precisely. Blood lactate testing is a practical way for marathon runners to measure how their bodies adapt to training and to set exact intensity zones. Its main value is reducing guesswork. It shows when lactate begins to accumulate faster than the body can clear it, identifying the effort level at which fatigue accelerates. That clarity helps runners avoid overtraining, improve race pacing, and make training more efficient. The central argument is that heart rate and pace alone are incomplete. Lactate testing provides a direct metabolic signal of training stress. Elite endurance athletes have used it for decades to calibrate workouts. For marathoners, the lactate threshold is typically around 85% of maximum heart rate and falls between 10-kilometer and half-marathon race pace. It is described as a stronger predictor of endurance performance than VO2 max. Below threshold, aerobic metabolism supports sustainable effort. Above it, lactate builds, legs feel heavy, and pace becomes harder to maintain. Testing usually involves running on a treadmill at increasing speeds, taking small blood samples every 3 to 5 minutes, analyzing lactate concentration at each intensity, identifying personal thresholds, and setting training zones. Proper preparation matters. Be well rested, hydrated, following normal nutrition, free from illness, and avoid intense workouts for about 48 hours beforehand. On test day, eat a high-carbohydrate breakfast, but stop eating about 2 hours before testing. Use a 10 to 15 minute low-intensity warm-up. Testing steps should be at least 5 minutes long, so lactate reaches steady state. Important metrics include the first lactate threshold, or LT1, around 1.7 to 2.4 mmol/L, which marks the aerobic threshold, and the second lactate threshold, or LT2, typically near 4 mmol/L, which marks the anaerobic threshold. Healthy resting values are usually 0 to 2 mmol/L. During exercise, values rise steadily, and a sharp increase indicates the threshold. The shape of the lactate curve matters more than a single number. A rightward shift means the runner can sustain higher intensity before lactate rises, indicating improved aerobic efficiency. A leftward shift can signal overtraining, poor recovery, or accumulated fatigue. Unusually low peak lactate may suggest overtraining, while high values at moderate intensities may indicate poor aerobic development. A recommended testing schedule is 3 tests over a marathon season. The first should occur during the base period, about 4 to 6 weeks before specific marathon training begins, to establish baseline fitness. The second should occur after 50 to 60% of the plan, to monitor adaptation. The third should occur 2 to 3 weeks before race day, to confirm race readiness and refine the taper. More frequent testing is not automatically better. Each test should have a clear purpose. General guidance suggests reassessing every 6 to 10 weeks. Lactate results should be used to set training zones. Base work can be done at 75 to 85% of lactate threshold heart rate. Threshold work should target 95 to 100% of threshold pace. Recovery runs should stay below 70% of threshold heart rate. Long runs can be maintained at 80 to 85% of threshold pace. Marathon pace work should target 85 to 90% of threshold intensity. As threshold improves, paces can increase while keeping these percentages stable. Volume guidance suggests keeping about 10% of weekly mileage at threshold intensity. A runner doing 50 miles per week should target about 5 miles of threshold work, spread over 1 or 2 quality sessions. A useful weekly pattern is 1 midweek threshold session, 1 weekend long run with threshold segments, and recovery days between quality efforts. Recovery should also be guided by lactate data. Active recovery can improve lactate clearance. If lactate exceeds 4 mmol/L during training, use light jogging at 60 to 65% of threshold pace between intervals. 10 to 15 minutes of easy running after hard work, keep recovery days below LT1, and use low-impact cross-training when needed. A leftward curve shift should prompt more recovery. A rightward shift suggests the athlete can handle more load. Progress indicators include lower resting lactate, delayed onset of lactate accumulation, faster lactate clearance, higher power or speed at a given lactate level, improved fat utilization at marathon pace, and a higher maximum lactate steady state. VLA-max, the maximum lactate production rate, should gradually decline while speed is maintained, showing better aerobic efficiency. Lactate itself is not harmful. It can fuel exercise. The goal is to train at the right intensities, so the body produces, clears, and uses lactate more effectively. Common interpretation mistakes include relying on a single reading, ignoring external factors, overreacting to outliers, and not knowing personal baseline ranges. Results are influenced by recent training load, hydration, glycogen, sleep, stress, caffeine, and time of day. Training adjustments should be gradual and based on trends, current phase, recent volume, recovery status, and long-term goals. Avoid making major changes after one test, insufficient rest after testing, ignoring seasonal changes, missing accumulated fatigue, or progressing too quickly after good results. For race preparation, the most useful zone is steady state effort just below LT2, which closely relates to optimal marathon pace. Lactate testing helps confirm whether the runner is ready, whether the taper is appropriate, and whether training intensity is too high or too low. The critical takeaway is that regular, well-prepared lactate testing converts marathon training from guesswork into measurable adaptation. It provides a clear framework for intensity, volume, recovery, and race pacing. When interpreted as trends rather than isolated numbers, lactate data helps runners maintain sustainable effort, delay fatigue, and reduce the risk of overtraining.